This is The Spark. I'm Martha Woodruff. Writer Janice Jaquith introduced me to recent Seaville arrival, writer Mary Burris. Mary works mainly as a freelancer, which in her case has required talent, drive, a sense of humor, and chutzpah.
When I was writing for Style Weekly in Richmond, Virginia, I got a phone call one day from the editor, and he said, we want to do this story on pole dancing, and so we thought of you. And I was like, what? So I didn't know, like, whether I should call my lawyer or be really flattered, you know? I was like, are you kidding me? But it turned out to be really cool, actually. And what it was about is this woman in England, and, you know, I wish I could remember her name. I just wrote the story. I have no clue. Has this whole idea about pole dancing being really good exercise, and it gets you fit in shape really quickly. And so she wanted to do a Guinness Book of World Records thing where that was the most people doing the same pole dance all over the world. And it was very athletic, I have to say. And they wanted an insider to go and do the story. And
An insider? What do you mean an insider?
Well,
do you have a secret career?
Sadly, no, because then I would be really rich. If I could be a pole dancer, I'd have tons of money. But no, I'm not that person, sadly. No, they wanted somebody to actually participate in the event and write it from that perspective. There was a female staff writer who was not athletic, and she just absolutely, she was very wise and very, just refused to do it. But I had a great time, and I've been an athlete my whole life and danced my whole life and never tried that kind of dancing before. And what I learned was it was really difficult, very hard. You know, there's a pole.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like a fire pole. And the person who is dancing dances around the pole and uses the pole as a prop to do tricks or, you know, whatever. So there was choreographed, maybe 30 seconds of choreography mm-hmm. that we repeated over and over and over. And I was trained by a stripper, this woman who's amazing. Like, she can do this trick where she puts both arms around the pole and her body goes horizontal to the floor. Now, I can't do that. I mean, I practice Ashtanga yoga. Like, I can't. There's no way. But she's so strong. Anyway, she taught me this choreography. And we did the pole dance, and we had to be taped, and we watched other people on a TV monitor do it, and it was wild.
You had this experience that most of us will not have, and you have to get it on the page. What was that process like?
Well, you know, I just sort of wrote about the experience itself and how surprised I was, just as I expressed earlier. Mm-hmm. I was so surprised that they called me. I mean, I was really confused at first. And then when I learned about it, I was like, hey, you know, I'm game to do whatever. This will be fun. So I wrote about my surprise, and then I wrote about how difficult it really was. I mean, the routine, simple routine. But I remember the first night practicing it in my kitchen, you know, so that I would have it, and getting really tired quickly. And I mean, I was lifting weights and doing aerobics at the time and practicing yoga. I mean, I'm in good shape. And I was sore. I mean, it was crazy. So I wrote about that, you know, from a very personal perspective, and then how fun it was to meet these people I never would have met. I mean, the other people dancing with me were lawyers and doctors, and they were women, you know, lawyers and doctors. And there was one mom, you know, they were all taking lessons from this pole dancing studio.
In Richmond. Who knew?
Yeah.
Behind all that Southern gentility, there's a pole dancing studio. I think it's wonderful.
There's a yin and yang to everything,
there
Martha.
Is, isn't there? Is that your favorite kind of story where you're writing from a personal perspective? Is that sort of your thing, or what is?
Well, I do enjoy that writing because I feel like there's a real personal expression involved in that. And so I have a blog, and I love writing on my blog. But when
What's your blog?
Oh, my blog is datingbycommittee.wordpress.com, where I talk about being middle-aged and dating and what an adventure that is, how much fun that is. But getting back to my writing, I really enjoy writing about arts and culture. Mm-hmm. I tend to shy away from, I'm a theater critic also, so I'm happy to give my opinion about art, you know, music, theater, dance, that sort of thing. But I really dislike writing about serious issues.
So, or facts.
Right. Facts to me, I mean, you know, I'd much rather give my opinion or support something that enriches our lives in a positive way, like art, rather than focusing on, you know, whatever political things are going on or so. I mean, those issues are so serious for so many people. And I'm always afraid I'm going to get it wrong. You know, in the arts, I can express my opinion. And if it's wrong, it's just my opinion. So what?
How'd you get into this? You're not a reporter, is what I'm hearing.
Right.
And have you ever been a reporter?
No.
No.
I have no journalistic background whatsoever,
right?
Which many people would read my stuff and say, wow, she must really have no journalistic background whatsoever.
Yeah, but you're getting paid for it. So how'd you get into this?
The very beginning was I moved to Richmond from Northern Virginia. And in Northern Virginia, I had a favorite spa. And I'm a spa junkie. I love to go to the spa. And I've been to spas all over the world. Every time I go on vacation, I go to the spa, wherever that is. Every time I travel, I'll go check out a spa. That's my thing. So I moved to Richmond and I needed to find a spa. And I was like, well, that's expensive shopping for, you know, your favorite spa because you have to go to all these different spas. You have to try them and you have to pay for it. And it's a pain, right? And I'm going to form opinions, so I might as well offer my opinions to other people. So I was like, I've got to figure out a way I can try out these spas and not pay for it. And so I decided, oh, I'll write a story. Well, it just so happened, you know, you put the idea out in the universe, the right people walk into your life. I was at a cocktail party and I met the editor of this new magazine, V Magazine for Women, which is one of those, you know, free papers that you pick up in the grocery store or whatever. And I pitched the story. I said, you know, I just moved here and I wanted to write about spas. And he's like, well, okay, that sounds great. Let's do it. He never read a word that I'd written, didn't know if I could do it at all. But, you know, I guess they figured.
And he had a few martinis?
Yeah, he had a few drinks. And, you know, I'm charming at a party, whatever. So they agreed to do it. So I wrote this spa story and then I started writing some stories for them, all different kinds of stuff. Like I wrote a story about getting fitted for the right bra, and I wrote a story, which is very important, by the
Absolutely.
Way.
Around this time, someone asked Mary Burris to produce a play. She had a theater background, acted in TV commercials, and produced a few plays in Richmond before, so she said yes.
I was producing the show, doing the PR for it, and made friends with the arts editor at Style Weekly because I'm promoting the show. And one day when I was giving him some materials for the show, I said, hey, you know, I think it would be fun to be a theater critic. And of course, my motive was purely selfish. I wanted to see more theater in town and didn't want to pay for it. And I thought, well, I've got this theater background. I can be a critic, right? So I said, I'd like to be a theater critic. You know, maybe, you know, I've got this theater background. And he's like, well, go review a story and then we'll see how you do. Go review a play. And they assigned me a show and I went and did it. And then I started being a theater critic.
What does it take to keep working as a freelancer?
Being a freelancer is tough because you constantly have to keep your face and your work in front of editors. And starting out particularly is hard because you need to build relationships with all of these editors, and they really want to know you as a person and trust you before they have you write something. So it can take years to build a relationship before you get a story. And a good example of that, I had been writing for Style Weekly, loved it, and decided that it was time to sort of expand into the next level. So I was like, well, I want to write for a statewide publication next. You know, I only know of two statewide publications, Virginia Business and Virginia Living. And my distant cousin was the editor of Virginia Living. So I was like, well, maybe I can write for them. So I like ran into him and I was like, hey, can I write for you? It was Garland Pollard was the editor at the time. So, and he goes, yeah, sure, Mary, you can write for us. Yeah, just pitch me some stories. And I kind of dawdled about it and whatever. And the next thing I know, Garland has moved to Florida and he's not the editor anymore. And I was like, oh, man, you know, I'm by procrastinating, I have messed up my chance. And then I went to collegiate school in Richmond and was flipping through the alumni magazine one day and saw this picture of this very handsome man. And so I started reading his thing, and it turns out he'd become the new editor of Virginia Living, Richard Ernstberger. And he had gone to my high school. I was like, great, I'll call him up and I'll ask him out for coffee and then see what happens. So we met for coffee, and it took over 9 months before they gave me a story. So I pitched and pitched and
lots
pitched.
Lots of coffee.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then finally, not after 9 months, out of the blue, they accepted something. And then it was a story that would come out. Like, I pitched it in the spring, and it was going to need to come out the following spring. So it was going to be a whole year before I was going to be published in the magazine.
What was the story?
It was about Poetry Out Loud, which is a fantastic poetry recitation contest for high school students that takes place all over the country. And we do it here in Virginia. And so I had just written like a local story in Style Weekly. It was like, hey, this should be, you know, about Virginia. You know, we should talk about this. And so he's like, yeah, that's a good one. And then he assigned me another story later that
So you're
spring.
Getting assignments.
Yeah. So, what, you know, once you're kind of in, you're in, but you still have to be in their face all the time.
Are you ever shy?
Oh, I'm terrified of people.
Okay.
I'm shy all the time.
Are you being, because you certainly don't seem that way.
I describe myself as a highly developed introvert. And the reason I describe myself that way is, I mean, as a writer, I really love being in my insular little cave. I love being in my little world. And I think you have to be kind of an introvert to be able to do that, to spend all this time with yourself and in your head. If I'm at a party and, you know, at a big party, I will huddle in the corner with the two or three people that I know unless I have a purpose. If you give me a purpose, then I'm like the total extrovert. And I'll give you an example. Once I was at a garden party at a friend's house, there were probably 150 people there. And I'm standing in the corner of the yard with my three little friends that I know talking. And the hostess came to me with a platter of fortune cookies and said, would you be kind enough to distribute these fortune cookies to all the guests? And as they take their cookie, tell them, you know, to please read it out loud to everyone around them. And then end the phrase of the fortune cookie with in bed. And I was like, I can do that. So I went around like the social butterfly. I mean, just every table's like, oh, have a fortune cookie. Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, blah, 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 flirty, blah, 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 chatting everybody up. As soon as the last fortune cookie was done, I put the plate in the kitchen, went back to my corner.
Okay.
Without a purpose, I'm at a total loss.
Mary Burris's next goal is to hustle back to school and get her PhD in yoga.